He really wants a refill of Metrodose pads for those things that his back does hurt.
Looks like he was here some years ago, is that right?
Yes, and he's been trying to let the Metrodose pack last him a while for those days that he had back.
Until a year, no. And then
a year ago.
Until his founders, right? So he takes him how often? How he's
coming.
Pero fue unas indicaciones para recetar, para que se me fueran acabando de acomodar.
¿Y se las tomó como decía la cajita?
Sí.
Okay. Yo pensé que las estaba retomando.
No.
Okay, no, he says he did take them like he was supposed to. He said he came here, got 2 shots, and then got that, the
Metrodose. Right. In 21. And he's been doing okay since then?
¿Y desde entonces todo bien?
La que me recetaba en 2021 no me la tomé toda. De hecho, eso que me vencieron, la que me venció la mitad, que tiene su fecha de la acidez.
Okay.
Y la que me dio en 2021, cuando yo sentí algo, era cuando me tomaron las dos, y se me acomodó, pero la que me venció, la acidez.
So he's been doing fine, it's just that he says now he's working too fast, and sometimes when he goes to turn, his back starts hurting.
Where does it hurt at?
En la pancilla donde es su dolor. Cuando le duele.
In the middle, not there?
In the middle.
I can sit up here.
So
I've been doing that for months,
years. ¿Y eso, el dolor, cuándo empezó otra vez? Yo no creo que estaba haciendo. Es que estábamos trabajando una respuesta así, de molestosa. Y yo me puse encima y le di una palpa.
¿Será el mes?
No, es... 5 horas, ¿no?
About 2 weeks ago.
It started hurting again 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it was
the thing has gone down.
It went full again. Trying to kill all the animals. Again, 7 years ago. He was treated again. I assume he was better until 2 weeks ago.
So when this was planted, it's gone on and you.
Todo bien.
He wasn't hurting then.
And how did he hurt his back? Does he know?
He was working, he said he had to move a screw, a big thing, and he used a pipe, and he used all his force. And
so he was lifting 2 weeks ago, and in
fact, no era lifting, ¿verdad? Le estaba moviendo.
Just everything.
He's trying to unscrew something big. He can show me like it was a big screw. He put a pipe in between.
Did the pain come on right then or afterwards?
¿Fue después del dolor o luego que estaba haciendo eso? Next day.
Next day. Okay. And so, what is the hurting since? Has it gotten better or worse?
¿Y desde ese día a hoy siente que ha mejorado el dolor o?
No, sí, me bajó luego. Mm-hmm. Sí, es que nomás me puse hielo y ya. Nada más que todavía como que me calo un poquito. Por es que no me encuentro con el para que lo ponga en la máquina. Con el plástico.
¿Cada cuánto va?
Como cada 3 meses.
And about every 3 months he has an appointment with his chiropractor. So he's trying to make it to that appointment because he has a little bit of pain right there.
Okay, so how long have you been seeing the chiropractor?
¿Ya cuánto lleva viendo al chiropractor?
O desde que vine, desde que se me la
lista. Since his last office visit here.
Did what?
Since his last office visit here.
It was here. When did he see the chiropractor last?
¿Y la última vez que vio al chiropractor?
No, fue hace 4 meses, que fue en noviembre.
In November.
Okay, where is the chiropractor at? He's here or somewhere else?
¿Está aquí con el doctor Hugo? Doctor Hugo.
Okay, and what does Doctor Hugo tell him about his back?
¿Y qué
es que esto pasó hace 2 semanas.
Y pero de todo este tiempo atrás, ¿qué le dijo?
No más voy a que me dé una acumulada, nomás una tronada de puesto. Desde que se me salen los discos, no crea que... Dije, pues voy con el copático, no quiero que me acomode algo, o sea, no quiero...
No, he doesn't really tell him anything. He just goes to the machine and pops his bag, and he hasn't seen him with this problem.
Wait, hasn't seen him with this problem?
The one
he has now.
Mm-hmm.
He's had the same problem for years, off and on. And he goes to see the chiropractor for it, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And has the doctor will take an x-rays?
Aquí, ¿verdad?
Fui a Hombo que me metieron a la farmacia que para ver los discos y yo me dio los papeles y fue cuando vine.
Not Dr. Wolf, but he says we sent them last time for an MRI.
And we did. He was here.
Years ago.
Okay, but when you see such a work, you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
He knows where it's at. He can access it.
Tengo el disco, pero ¿cómo me quedo?
He doesn't have insurance, right? Okay, show me where it's at.
You
don't have to pull the shirt, just his shirt.
Oh.
It's okay, yes, sir. Here? Poke his back. I'll poke around on his back. Just for him to not tell me where it's hurting at, but if it's tender, then I press on his back. Does that hurt up here?
No.
Yes or no?
No, that's
your. I'm not sure.
No.
Up here.
No.
Am I asking? Only where I'm pressing. You hurt over here a bit?
No, right.
Yes. No. Over here?
No.
I don't know how to interpret that. Is that over here?
No.
Here?
No.
Okay, down here.
On the top.
Okay, don't show me. I'm going to tell me if it hurts for that person. He's not acting like it hurts at all. It may not be.
Whenever you press stop.
Well, okay, we started up and then we went down. And we just went across his back. He's talking about up in here.
Right.
Ask him to tell me with his finger, his hand, where it's hurting up there, right? On the left side? That's the main place, right? Okay. Kind of there, hurts him, huh? But not down here. No, he jumped, but it's not hurting down here. Ask him to lay down.
Too.
This is late, but
¿Le duele?
Asking about his stomach. His stomach's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ask him to sit up. Ask him to sit up?
Yes, of course. No. More in the hip area.
That's not the hip area. It hurts when he sits up down there. Ask him to stand. Ask him to bend over and touch his
toes.
No pain?
No, le duele.
Okay, but when he sits up, he has some discomfort in his lower back.
Pero cuando va a pararse, sí le duele.
¿Y tu mano le duele?
No, he says like hurt.
When?
¿Y eso es constantemente?
No.
No, eso fue de ahorita.
Le digo, sí, ya se lo
so,
pero no lo tiene desde aquí. Aquí me, así como está calando aquí, me calaba acá. Pero me pongo hielo y ya se me va a acomodar, pero aquí me calaba más. Por el día de hoy,
What we can do today, we can do like what Scott did before. I can give you Scott, I can give you some steroid pills to say, it's a dose pack that lasts longer than a week. You really should take them all, like it says, and try to get as much relief as you can, and give them a muscle relaxant too. I can give them a muscle relaxant take as well. We also gave him some Motrin to take for inflammation, as he remembered the Motrin and took the steroid pill shot, but as he remembered the Motrin that he gave him to take.
So me quedé la misma receta que le dio el último doctor que lo vio aquí, que era el paquetito que usted traía, y luego las otras en uno.
¿Con esa?
Nada más que el menor dos y ya.
Sí, porque eso es como asteroides, sí, por los asteroides, ¿no?
Sí.
Sí, eso. No, nosotros no hicieron nada.
Is that the other ones that are work? So this is good.
No, no, no.
So he also gave him the Motrin to take on an ongoing basis, not like one pill now and the other or something like that. He should take the Motrin. If he doesn't want to take it, I'm still going to write him for it. That would be one that he would take like four times a day, and I gave him new pills to relieve the inflammation and try to prevent damage to the nerves. The steroid dose pack is only good for a few days, and you can't just take one now and then. You need the, well, anyway, they're supposed to be taken all day, okay? You can do it if you want it, however you want to do it. And I'm also going to give you the muscle relaxant that Scott gave you, if you remember the muscle relaxant.
And what's the difference?
No, if you say it, it's the metal dose pack.
But
it
would be
relaxed. Okay. Does he know about the flex
rule? Yes. Yes.
Do they seem to help?
No.
All right, so I can give you some more of that too. So normally, you probably should take the Motrin and the Flexeril, you know, together, kind of trying to keep things in control. We're going to give you the closing shot. You want that today?
¿Quieres vender cama?
No,
vender cama
no
shot, just okay. A prescription.
All right, so I'm going to give him a Medol dose pack, no shot, but he needs to take that first. And after he finishes that, he should take it for 5 days. And after he finishes it, then he can start taking the Motrin, like 3 or 4 times a day for a long period of time. You can't take the meds off for a few days. So we're going to take the meds off first, and then the Motrin, and then the Flexeril, quite a few of those to take as well.
Y el otro que también es para relajar el músculo.
And the problem is he has an abnormal MR on his back. Did you do heavy grip? Did he do some stuff like that?
Tiene que cargar cosas pesadas usualmente.
¿En qué ciclo de vivo tú? Yo hago cerca todo.
Ok. ¿Qué vio?
Es que yo, como yo puedo correr, no tomo, no fumo nada de eso. Eso me trae mucha energía.
Okay.
He built senses.
Because he has a bad back. And he's what? I said, likely to have more trouble with his back as he gets older. So he should try to be as careful as he can be with his back. Trying not to lift heavy things, trying not to twist, bend, lift things like that as much as possible.
El problema es, cuando levanto algo pesado, ya más 140 libras, el problema es que a veces lo levanto y me entro eso.
Yeah.
Eso es lo que me, como que no se viene a la mente que no debo hacer eso.
He should try to avoid anything that seems to aggravate his back. The problem is, as he gets older, if he keeps doing like he's doing, he's likely to have more trouble with his back and not be able to keep working. So he has to take care of his back as much as he can.
Que trate de evitar cualquier cosa que le dé dolor a su espalda, ya que después con los años va a ser peor.
But he has to work. I know he feels like he has to work, but he understands. I'm just after gave him a warning about his back. But Dr. Wood, you're not telling my child.
Yes, I can.
Necesitamos